And the Goat House is back with a brand new podcast episode. Right off,
we weren't ready.
I was ready.
We were not ready.
We're ready now. It doesn't matter.
We can go. I'm just letting you know.
You were asking Pete a question before we even started, so you can go ahead and ask it.
I just wanted to know his thoughts on Jadeveon.
Oh, we're getting him. He's coming.
Ooh. Is this confirmed?
What happens if you don't even eat your underwear or no?
No underwear eating.
Oh, you're not placing any of those deals?
No, I should have done it with the Derrick Henry thing, because a day later after the podcast, he just signs.
How about this, Pete? If Jadeveon signs with the Titans but fails his physical, you got to eat your underwear.
Why? I think he's got to pass the physical. Like, I think they'll know if he's...
Yeah.
Well, like, we're going to get word, like, he's agreed to the deal, but, like, then, you know how there's always physical. those deals that fail because of the physical?
Do you think it'd be wise for you to get your physical before you eat your underwear or no?
That'd be a smart move.
You might have to.
Well, we know Pete likes to get physical.
The Titans have agreed with Jadeveon Clowney pending the physical, then a day later he's tested positive for a grade A beaver tranquilizer.
Then Pete's just whitey-tighty, just knuckling his mouth.
Ooh, good old-fashioned knuckle in the mouth, eh?
Well, speaking of the underwear, this was going to be a Q&A podcast. I got a bunch of questions from Twitter here, and the first one comes from Justin Miller. Is Junior really going to eat his and Pete's underwear?
I never once said I was eating.
Whoa.
This kid, first of all, he needs to open his ears up, because I never said I'm eating Pete's underwear.
Must be, not be listening to the podcast, I guess.
I said I'm going to eat pizza and my underwear. Oh, not pizza. Pete's underwear. Right, pizza.
Oh,
so it's a clear pizza. Misunderstanding. Clear misunderstanding.
Oh. All right. So we're
next,
clear.
We're good.
We're good. If the Bears win two games or less in 2020, you're eating pizza and your own underwear.
Yeah, I'll make pizza underwear smoothie. No, and I'll drink that down.
Okay, all right. Lock it in. We already did lock it in last week, but we're just clearing
it up. It's been locked.
Speaking of lock, Ryland Trapp asks, what's your opinion this season on the Broncos and Drew Lock? What's your guys' opinion? We've been hyping up the Broncos.
All right, I want to see more out of Drew Lock before we just like start hyping him up too much, because he's only played four or five games. Need more than that. I mean, he wasn't like great in those five games. We saw like flashes of talent, but and the team got a lot better this offseason. But let's see it all together here first.
All right, I'm gonna set the over under for wins at 9 wins. You guys going over under for the Broncos?
Ooh,
we're making the under half.
Taking the under.
Eight and a half.
I'm taking the over.
I would take the over at 8.5. That's why I made it at 9.
Well, I'm taking.
Right, if it's 9, I'm taking the under. 8.5, taking the over. That's a big half.
It is a big half.
It's a big half.
I don't know. They got. They're definitely going to finish second in that division. That's for damn sure.
I think it's. I'm going to go over. I think they get 10 wins.
Wow!
Incredible.
Did you do playoffpredictors.com or no?
I did, but I might have to circle back to playoffpredictors.com.
Yeah, just make sure you don't need that.
If I'm a betting man, I'm gonna definitely have to circle back on playoffpredictors.com.
All right, that doesn't answer much, but okay.
What do you mean it doesn't answer much?
You didn't answer the question. You gotta answer the question.
What is it at? 9 or 8.5?
It's at 9.
I'm bringing you under.
I don't know. I think it's I guess if I had to choose, I'd go under. But I think it's gonna be just split.
That's a great. Did you set that, or have you seen that number somewhere? Cause that's a great decision.
I bet it's lower than that. I bet it's 8.
You bet it's 8, Pete. What are you gonna bet?
What do you got?
He's a betting man now. Underwear? This is wild.
Is underwear gonna be involved?
Right.
I bet it's 8.
Ooh, I got a question here. It's completely unrelated, but speaking of all these bets, for our fantasy league, whether that's the one with the viewers or not, we should have an actual, something the loser has to do. And I think it'd be funny if it's the one that we do with the fans here, because then everyone's involved.
You want the fans to be doing something?
I think it'd be, like, that league would be so much more intense, and they're, like, something on the line would make it funny.
So, like, eating of underwear? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I wouldn't put that there. I'm just saying, with us making these underwear bets, it's got
all right, if you, me thinking. If you get last place in the fantasy league, you have to get a tattoo of Junior eating his underwear.
Right, but what if I never have to eat my underwear? They're not going to know what that looks like. They're just going to get some freedom?
That's a good thing, then, because then since you didn't get to see Junior eating the underwear, at least you get to kind of picture it because you got the
tattoo. If he doesn't eat his underwear, you'll have to get the picture of Junior in his ketchup costume.
Ooh, yeah.
I was thinking if the Washington football team doesn't change their name or their logo by the start of season or week one, I'm using Junior in the ketchup outfit as their logo.
Can we just use that all year? Can we just use that all year?
I was actually in the middle of tweeting that before we started this podcast. I didn't finish it. I had it all. Watch, it's going to go up right now.
Should be our thing next year. They need to gain our respect back. So after we see them on the field this year, then we'll adapt.
Hey, can we take a TV timeout and go two steps backwards? I have the, as according to Odd Shark over here, I have the over
exact
under
thing pulled up right now. Exact.
Sent for
what is
the
it?
Denver Broncos.
What is it?
7.5.
Oh,
over
the over.
Odd Shark win total up.
What's
right
the Titans
now
on there? I think it's 8, isn't it?
Chicago Bears 8.5. Love to
Tennessee
see it.
Tennessee Titans 8.5.
Hammering the under. What?
The Titans 8.5.
Oh, Titans 8.5. They went 9-7 the last four
years.
All right,
we got Titans 8.5. What do you got? Over, under?
Over, easy.
All right, you got
8.5 taking you over.
You got. We're going rapid fire over, unders. Ready? Arizona Cardinals 7.5. What do we got? I'm going over.
Under.
Under 7.5. You guys are crazy.
Under. Ooh, what is every team? Every team going to go 500?
Falcons 7.5. Over, under.
Under.
I'm going to say under because that schedule is brutal. Ravens 11.5 over under. I'm going over.
Under.
Buffalo Bills 9 over under. Over. Carolina Panthers 5.5. I'm going over.
Under.
Oh, so slightly. Ever just under. So slightly.
I'm gonna do an oh so slightly as well.
Okay. Bears 8.5. I'm going over.
Fuck it. We're doing
wins.
The over.
9 wins.
We're doing it. We're doing it.
Hammer the over.
We're going the over. Probably hammering the under, but we're going the over.
All right, we're doing both, I guess. Bengals 5.5. Joe Burrow gets over 5.5. Give it to me. Lock it in.
I'm going to go over.
Oh, under.
I think he's going to get 6.
Is Pete just not answering these?
Pete did not answer the Bears one. I
the Bears
to go back
one?
For that.
8.5.
Pete did not answer it.
You guys were just keep going. 8.5? Oof.
Pete, don't do it to me, man.
Under.
Asshole.
You didn't answer the Bengals, Pete. 5.5.
Come on,
it's supposed to be rapid fire. We're waiting on.
Sorry, you guys are all. I didn't want to like talk over anybody. Well, the Bengals 5.5. We'll go. That division's tough, though. Let's go under.
Browns 8.5. I'm going under.
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 Dan.
What was it? 8.5 for the Browns. I'm gonna finally take the over on the Browns. This is their year.
Dallas Cowboys 9.5.
Ooh.
Over.
Yeah,
love those Cowboys.
Okay.
Denver Broncos. Take we already it. Did it. Detroit Lions 6.5. Give me the over.
Give me the under.
Yeah.
Give me the over.
Green Bay Packers 9.
Under. Okay. They're going under.
I'm going
under.
Going under.
Over. Under. Yeah. Bad mojo. Send it to the
Packers. Over. Fuck, I'm sorry. Sorry,
hey,
fans.
Wait.
Sorry.
I saw a license plate today that said Aaron 12. Now I looked at this lady and I said, get out of here.
I know.
Go ahead. Continue.
Did you let her know that you're eating underwear if the Bears win 2 or less games?
No, Aaron was spelled wrong, so I was like, this lady.
Texans,
give her one of those.
7.5. I'm taking the over. I'm going to
yeah, give me
overs.
The over. Yeah, give me the
I'll
over.
I'll take the over, too, actually.
Yeah, I'll take the over.
Colts at 9, that's a tough one. They're not going over.
Under.
I think they're winning around 9 games, but they're not going over. So
I'm
going to
say
I'll take the under. I'll take the under.
Yeah, I'm taking the under if I'm betting.
Yeah.
Jags, 4.5.
I think that sounds about right. 4.5, exactly.
I think I got to
take
the
under. The
under.
Yeah, I'm
going to
take the under.
Sure.
They're going for a certain quarterback.
Gardner Minshew?
Have to be.
No. Chiefs 11.5. I'm taking over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Up.
Yeah, come on now.
Raiders 7.5. I'm going under, but that's close. That's
I'm tough. Going under.
Ooh. Yeah, under.
Chargers 7.5. That's
tough. Under.
Probably under, but that defense is going to be nasty. But I just don't know if they're going to have any offense at all.
No, yeah, they can't. They won't be able to score like at all, ever. Not even once.
0 points per game.
Not even once.
Rams 9. I'm going under on the Rams. I still think.
Yeah, I'm going under as well.
Retooling process.
Yeah, I'll take the under.
Miami Dolphins 6.
Hey, I didn't go. Hey,
Rams 9. Pay attention.
Okay.
This is rapid fire, man. Rapid fire, man.
Rams 9. Go. What do you got?
Under.
Dolphins 6.5. I got under.
Under.
Yeah?
Under. Not even close.
Vikings.
Not even close.
I think it's like right
under.
Around.
Bears taking the division. Let's go.
I'm thinking around first, 9 or 10. I just don't see them going under 9, so I'm going to say over. But it's probably around 9.
I'm going to say over.
Wow, Pete.
Patriots 9. That's a good one, too.
Oh, man. I'm going to go out on a whim. I'm saying under. I'm saying they go 8-8.
What was the number?
9.
Give me the over.
Oh, D.
Over.
Okay. Saints, 10.5. I'll take
over.
Over.
I'm going to say under. They're going to get 10 wins.
New York Giants, 6.5.
Over. Ooh,
under.
She got a tough schedule. I'm going to say under. Jets at 7. I'm going to say under.
Oh, under, yeah, for sure.
Under.
Eagles, 9.5.
That's a good number for them. That's a good. Can I take it? Can I take 9?
That division. I'm going to go with the over. We're going to get 10 wins.
Yeah, I got a feeling the Cowboys and the Eagles are going to both do really well this year.
Yeah, I'll say over. Steelers, 9.5. It's a good number again.
That's
a good
number. I do like those Steelers.
I'll say over. I'm going to say, I say a lot of teams are winning 10 games for some reason.
It's because we're not doing playoff predictions.
I'm going to go over as well.
I'm going the under.
Niners, 10.5.
Over.
I'm going to say under, actually. I think they
I'm saying 10 wins under.
10 wins, yeah. Seattle Seahawks, 9. I'm going to say over.
Over.
Buccaneers, 9.5. I'm going to say over.
Over.
We said the Titans over. Already. We all said over, I think. Redskins, Washington football team, 5.5.
Washington ketchup costumes.
God, I almost said it again. The Washington ketchup costumes are, I think they're, because of their defense, that pass rush, I think they're better than 5.5, but the league might be after them.
Washington ketchups.
They might be after them.
Ketchup costumes, PK, right?
Ketchups. Who's going after who more, the Houston Astros or the Washington to be named later?
Definitely the Astros.
No, the league is going after the catch-up team.
What do you mean by the league?
Yeah, the league can't really control much baseball, I feel like.
As far as, like, you know, you got
I mean, like the commissioner of their teams,
I think
pretty much.
Okay, yeah. I think there's a difference. I think the actual league is going after Washington football team a little more. I think the actual players are going after the Astros more.
Yeah.
The Astros got pegged 3 times today.
That's what
it's
I was,
good.
That's
what they get. That's what they get.
That's what I needed clarification on.
All right, well, Pete, we got you. That's what we do at the Goat House.
That's what we do, man.
We didn't give our Redskins. Yeah, I'm going to go under as well.
All right.
They might be tanking for a quarterback to be named later.
Ooh.
All right, back to the questions. We got a little sidetracked there. The Twitter questions. Yeah, somebody asked me something and I like answered them on Twitter like it was just a question, but I just realized it was supposed to be a podcast question. But Sam Lees asked, would Everson Griffin be a good fit with the Eagles? And I said, yes, it would make sense for like a 1-year deal because the Eagles pretty good on cap space right now. Not so much for the future. So they're looking at guys for 1, maybe even 2-year deals. So I think that would make sense. But I also think it's unlikely because I don't know if there's going to be – because Everson Griffin's good still, but declining a little bit. So I think you might as well just play Brandon Graham and Derek Barnett. So I think it's unlikely that they do it. But
can't be afraid to get better, though.
It's true.
Can't be afraid.
It's very true. Aiden Weingartner asks, is Josh Allen a franchise quarterback? If not, why?
I think he is. He's just football young.
Yeah, I'm going to say he will be. For some reason, he just reminds me of Phillip Rivers, like, early in his career. I don't know why. Don't know
way
why
more
at
mobile.
All.
Way more mobile.
But, I don't know.
Same
as far as his
number?
Career is going to pan out, they I think like it's going to be like a Phillip Rivers, those freaking freakers.
The freakers?
Yeah, what a freaker.
I think he's a freaking franchise guy. I don't know. Just need to see a little more here.
What do you consider a franchise guy?
It's very hard nosed. I like it.
Like he's going to be the starter for years and years to come.
I think the Bills will do that for him, but I don't think it, I don't know if it's the best idea. I don't know if he's going to be. I don't know if he's going to win.
Is he going to be like a Stafford, where he's a franchise quarterback, plays well, but they never make the playoffs?
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to win a championship.
Yeah, but so did Stafford. He's made the playoffs a couple times.
I don't know if he's going to win you a championship. I don't know if he's going to make a difference in the playoffs.
Who's if Josh Allen ever wins a championship, will you eat your underwear?
Josh Allen?
If Josh Allen wins a championship at some point in his career.
I mean, he's possible to get better.
We're trying to
quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo or Josh Allen?
Jimmy's better.
Jimmy's better, but I'd rather
because he takes
have
care
Josh
of the football.
Allen.
I'd rather have Josh Allen too.
Jimmy's better. Right
I think the scheme seconds. Just fit. I think the scheme fit Garoppolo better. I'm still not sold on the guy. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
know. Franchise quarterback.
Not sold on either, but I'm just saying.
He does hang out with porn stars with double D's. Actually, I think that might have been a triple D. I don't know. What's going on here?
Yellow, I got a question here. What's your thoughts on Herbert? He arrived at the facility today. Yeah, you're nay.
Kind of wish that he didn't arrive.
Oh, my. All right, that's all I got for you. Have a good day, sir. All
right.
All
right. You as well.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Lucas asks, who is the most underrated?
Wait. We're just not going to talk about that? What the hell just happened?
You guys are talking about franchise quarterbacks. I just had a question about a potential franchise quarterbacks.
All right.
I don't know about that.
Don't you ask somebody, or if you have a question, are you going to ask just anybody, or are you going to ask like somebody who's well-equipped to answer it?
Was that the Oregon Insider?
That was our Oregon insider, and I was calling
he
about
He didn't sound
Herbert.
Well-equipped when he answered the phone. He sounded just
he sounded
as confused as I was.
Sounded a little disheveled, but, you know, that's okay. That's okay.
Okay.
Well, all right. Who is the most underrated and overrated rookie entering the 2020 NFL season? Maybe overrated, Justin Herbert? Speaking of
Yeah.
Should I call?
That would have been a great segue.
Call back.
Whoa, did you see that? Did you see the news?
Uh-oh, Pete, give us the news. Pete, break it.
Players were officially informed today that there will be no preseason games this year.
Ooh.
Confirmed.
Hey, don't scare us like that. That's not that big of news.
It's kind of big news. We don't get to watch football until week one.
That's actual okay, Pete.
Football.
That's okay. The next time you watch football, Pete, it'll be meaningful games. Put that in your
Yeah, they're going to be a little rusty.
Rusty's
really
okay,
rusty.
But they're still meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
Rusty win is still a win at the end of the year.
Well, if you think back 2 years ago, the Bears starters did not play the preseason and they went to the playoffs.
Look back a year ago, the Bears starters did not play in the preseason and they missed the playoffs.
That is a great point.
great point and then great counterpoint.
What was the question?
That is all.
What was the question?
Something about
Rust.
About, which question? I don't know what we're talking
Ooh,
about.
Another more breaking news. You guys ready?
Break it, Pete, break it.
Roster size to begin camp is down to 80 players instead of 90.
Ooh.
Who's getting
so
the
they're
going
to have to start cutting already. That sucks for some of those players.
That
they don't get a chance.
Yeah, it sucks for like veteran players trying to make a roster because I think the teams are just going to choose the rookies like automatically even if they're just like – even they're like
younger and more athletic guys.
Yeah, they got more potential. You know, even if it's a seventh round, even an undrafted free agent that the team likes, you know, like this guy's got potential. We don't really know what he looks like yet. We can't just give up on him now. So this veteran that, you know, is probably going to be a depth guy, he can go fuck himself basically. So I don't know.
That's what we're going to see, I think.
What is it going from to what?
90 to 80.
I mean,
more
realistically, what's 10 guys going to do?
what's, I mean, 10, it's not gonna affect, guys? It's not gonna affect the team, I don't think. It's just gonna suck for some veteran guys trying to get a chance.
Yeah, but that just means that some veterans could switch around right here. Because, like, what if a team prefers a veteran guy?
Again?
Ooh.
What if
those... It's just in. The more, XFL just more... expanded their rosters.
We got more breaking news. Titans players will begin reporting Thursday.
Ooh, breaking.
And the picture they used, the picture they used was the old Titans helmet. Updated.
Love it.
I can't stand that when, like, I saw on ESPN they had a Derrick Henry graphic the other day and they had him in the old Titans jerseys. Like, how do you in not have a picture?
Oh. Let's see what our Titans insider thinks. What do you think, Dan?
Not have a picture of him in the new uniform.
You know, as a big Titans insider guy, I'm not too worried about it. You know, I'm just glad that football's coming back and that I don't have to worry about it and, you know, tighten up, man.
Yeah, tighten up. Sure, this year we're going good to go. All
right, can we get back to these questions, though? You asked a question about underrated and overrated. I had an underrated guy.
Underrated rookie?
Yeah.
Who is it? Is it Cole Kmet?
It is not Cole Kmet, but I do have my bias. Bears fan Jalen Johnson. Right now, it's going to be Jalen Johnson, I think. Day one starter with that pass rush. He's a ball hawk. He's going to get a lot of interceptions. Could be rookie defensive player of the year, in my opinion. I'll hang up and listen.
Oh, that's quite bold. You can hang up. All right, since we got this bias, since the bias caps are on, okay. I'm going to go over a bold, underrated one here. It's going to be DJ Wonnum, the Vikings' new pass rusher from South Carolina. The Vikings don't really got much on the edge rush opposite of Tenille Hunter, so I think this kid here might get some reps.
Okay,
that's just me digging deep here, you know, getting.
But is he a day one starter though?
Probably not. I'm just getting real. I was trying to get real bold for the fans there, but it's realistic at the same time.
Okay.
It's just underrated. He gets bold with us. I don't think he's gonna be anything special. You know, I just underrated. Sneaky.
This is a tough question. I'm trying to think.
Underrated. How about? Maybe DeAndre Swift. I think the Lions end up playing him more than Kerryon Johnson. Maybe that's a little bold, too.
Should be wild. That's wild.
It's wild?
If they do that, I wouldn't do that.
Does Kerryon Johnson finish the year on the Lions?
Kerryon Johnson's a beast. He's just hurt all the time.
I think he's starting. Yeah, but if they go week one, he's the starting back. I think by the end of the year, if we look at who got more carries, I think it's going to be DeAndre Swift.
God forbid he gets injured in the first two games. He's going to be out until trade deadline. Do they ship him off? If Swift plays well.
I don't think anybody trades for him.
Not even like a seventh round pick for a running back?
That's when the Eagles are always looking for running backs.
That's true.
Yeah,
great point.
There's just no point in the Lions doing it if it's a seventh round pick. I don't know.
Perhaps.
Let's just move on here.
Hold on. I was thinking.
Okay.
I was thinking maybe a nice Denzel Mims on the Jets.
Could be their underrated. Top target. Could be.
I mean, Robbie Anderson's gone, and Quincy and Noon was always hurt. So Darnold's going to need someone to throw the ball to. I think Denzel Mims could be a beast.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Who do you see on Seattle's younger secondary as possibly breaking out? So let's see. That's from Michael Monroe. That's actually a tough question.
Thank you, Michael.
Ugo Amadi could step up in the nickel, but that's tough. I don't know if any of the younger. See, let's see how younger secondary. Oh, you're just saying out of the starters. I don't know if any of those guys really break out. I think it's about the same. I mean, I like Shaq Griffin. I think Shaq Griffin's pretty solid. What else we got here? With the NFL shortening preseason, do you see? Well, it's now we found out it's eliminated. This is from That's High Guy. Or That Shy Guy.
Okay. That's a correction. You got to make sure you have it right.
Yep. We got. I think I got it right the second time. Can the NFL season? Does anybody see the NFL season being shortened at all? The actual regular season, because of the COVID-19. And he says he loves the podcast and the YouTube channel. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
We love you.
Don't be shy, man.
Does anybody see it kind of getting cut down, or not necessarily if it's like right now they decide we're going to shorten it? I don't think that's going to happen. But what if we're just, you know, middle season or towards the end of the season, and we're just like, guys are getting sick? Do you think they like take a break or cut it short? Do you think it's a possibility? I think so.
I can see Roger like right about now locking all the players up for 2 weeks, injecting them with Corona, waiting the 2 weeks so then they can't get it again, and then the season just happens. This is going to be a Roger move.
That's all I got on the topic.
I think so.
Okay. Yeah, he's going to be like, you guys are going to be in isolation for 2 weeks. We can give you a little bit of Corona and take care of you.
I think the NFL is in a very good spot right now because they have all these other sports going before them. I mean, granted, the NBA has a bubble.
And 95 tests today. Positive tests.
I think as long as they don't get more cases in the middle of the season, I think they'll be okay because, again, they can, you know, correct things that the MLB or the NHL does wrong. I mean, NBA, you can't – they're in their own little bubble. The other sports are not going to be doing that. So I think the NFL is in a good spot. But, yeah, it's all up in the air unless somebody gets sick in the second half of the year.
Yeah, I feel like the only reason they're cutting preseason games – I mean, it's to be on the safe side, but it's also players don't even want to play preseason games as it is, and now they have more reason
but the
not
Bears
to
do this
play.
Year.
Yeah. More reason not to want to play.
For the first time ever, they want
it. Yeah. There's more reason to not even play those preseason games. So I think that's what the players wanted, and probably the coach. I don't know if the coaches really wanted it. And actually, I don't know if some of the undrafted players wanted it, because that's the only way they can make a roster. Really, is showing themselves in preseason games. But I mean, we'll see. I don't think the beginning of the season's at risk. But like we talked about, I think maybe if cases start to spike mid-season, they'll cut either games or just take a break or something.
I think they would just call the season and then maybe do like a playoff thing if they play enough games, kind of like the NBA, except for NBA does have what a couple play-in games.
And they would hire replacements. The guys that would be okay would get in the Rona.
Shane Falco.
Shane Falco, and then we would suit up.
Ooh.
I think you're gonna see what's gonna be dumb. Is depending on like how high profile the player is to get it. That's what they're gonna do. Okay. Just dumb, because they're gonna be like, if Mahomes and like, say like Aaron Rodgers and like Tom Brady get it, they're gonna shut it down. It's gonna be dumb.
Tom Brady's up in his old ages, so yeah, he's a
high risk patient.
Yeah. Good thing Jay Cutler retired, because you know he's got diabetes, high risk patient.
Right.
Okay. Ezekiel Gonzalez sent this graphic. It's got the last 10 Super Bowls if the team – it's the alternate Super Bowls. If the team that didn't, you know, came from the AFC and NFC championship game that lost those games, what if they were the matchups? And he wants us to pick who would have won out of the last 10, but it's going to be harder.
That's a good-looking question.
I
got my iPad ready. I'm going to look up some of these players if I don't remember.
Yeah, it's hard. We don't have to do all 10 because it's going to be really hard to remember how the teams played and who was on the team. But it'd be pretty easy to do the recent ones. So this last Super Bowl would have been the Green Bay Packers versus the Tennessee Titans. Who would you have guys picked if that was the Super Bowl?
Can I go first?
Go first.
I'm taking the Tennessee Titans in an ass-whooping.
Ooh.
I don't think they stopped Derrick Henry once. I think he runs for at least 900 yards. It was proven already that the Packers cannot stop the
run. I'm with you, Dan. I'm with
playoffs.
You, Dan. Let's take
them. Titans by 70. Easy.
What a biased insider.
Yeah, so I would actually agree. Not that. I'm not going that far, but I think I said
900 yards.
No, I'm not agreeing with that. I think I actually said it when we were like at that point of the AFC NFC championship game. I was like, I think I was talking about on Twitter, which teams would like to see what other teams. I was saying the Packers do not want to see the Titans. I think the Titans defense definitely could have held that offense in the check, and I think Derrick Henry would have been a huge problem. So I definitely. I would be very confident the Titans would have won that.
It's like night and day who is a better all-around team.
It is crazy to think about that, you know, it takes a really good quarterback to even get to the Super Bowl, and it takes an even better one to win the Super Bowl, and then you kind of match it up that way. Rodgers versus Tannehill, it looks a little interesting, but I still I think the matchup really would favor the Titans in that game last
year. I have a new nickname for King Henry. So we're going to retire King Henry. His new nickname is going to be The Problem.
The
Problem.
He's The Problem. You got to deal with him. You don't like it?
No.
You better respect him.
No, just stick with King Henry.
He's Trek Torcino in my book, Pete. I never tried to see
him. Too. I think. Packers would
have no, Titans would have beat the ass out of him.
Love it,
Packers insider, Pete.
Easy.
And I also said that an AFC team was winning that Super Bowl no matter what, so I would have to pick the Titans. And then going to 2018, I said the same thing, that no matter if the Chiefs or the Patriots were going to the Super Bowl, and I said that before the playoffs, the AFC team was winning, so it would have been Saints versus Chiefs in 2018. I would have taken the Chiefs. I think those were two offensive teams that year, obviously. And if they were either one was going to win, it was going to be because of their offense. And I just think that was not a bad matchup, but it's not really the matchup the Saints would have wanted. I think the Chiefs just whoever, you know, it sounds ridiculous, but whoever scores more points wins in an offensive shootout. And I just take the better offensive team that year. So I would have taken the Chiefs.
Yeah, Chiefs.
Yep, I'm with the Chiefs.
Okay, the year before was a defensive battle. It would have been the Vikings versus the Jaguars. Case Keenum versus Blake Bortles. No way I could have taken Bortles winning the Super Bowl, so I'm going with Case Keenum in that one. I mean, those were the two top defenses that year, like, by far. I thought the Vikings were slightly better defensively, so, and I thought they had more weapons on offense, so I would have taken the Vikings, but I'm a Vikings fan.
Yeah, I got the Vikings. Yeah. You still need to score points in the Jaguars. You got Blake Bortles over there.
He played good. He played well that year. You gotta
give him. I mean, as one of our fellow Vikings insider over here, I would have to just agree with Riz. I just think they would have smashed him.
Okay. You gonna add a skull at the end of that?
I just think. Skull. I mean, Bortles. Ooh. Both teams would have been turning it over. Both teams would have been turning it over.
Yeah, the Vikings didn't turn over too much or anything.
But then the Jags lead that year in turnovers.
Oh,
was that year?
They did.
Yeah, getting turnovers.
Yeah, that could have been the difference. That could have been it. 2016 Packers Steelers is probably as far back as I can go, if like remembering exactly how the teams play. I actually liked the Packers that year. I would have taken the Packers in the. I think Rodgers was hot. That guy was hot that year. All right, I think I would have taken them over Big Ben and the Steelers, but that'd have been a good one.
That'd have been Antonio Brown too. Or no?
Those were my Steelers heydays. I'm going with the Steelers.
The big Steelers taking some experience.
Or we can go back. We can do one more all the way down to 2010. The Chicago Bears versus the New York Jets. Yes, the New York Jets. No way I was. All right.
So is that Mark Sanchez?
No Mark Sanchez.
All right. Let me go to the roster real quick.
Congratulations, Dan. Congratulations, us.
The Bears did.
So, I mean, no, I could see it. Backtracking.
Jay Cutler, Matt Forte. It's got to be right.
Backtracking.
Brandon Marshall.
I can see. Hey.
LeBron James, Tracy McGrady, Kobe Bryant. Oh, sorry.
Wait, who are those guys about? The Bears or the Jets?
I can see the Bills. I can see the Bills being one of those teams I was talking about, like in the future, like their team is good enough, like just like we're talking about, like the Jets and the Vikings and the Jags with Mark Sanchez, Case Keenum, and Blake Bortles. Like the team was good enough to get to their conference championship game, but I don't think they're gonna win. They're not gonna win that.
Pete, that's the Sanchez you're talking about over there.
Yeah,
it's disrespectful.
All right, I've made my decision. I'm sticking with the Bears, although that Bears offense not too good.
It was a different league back then. It was a different
league. Yeah, but the wide receivers were Hester and Johnny Knox. Those were your number one and number two.
Yeah, but the Jets.
Is that the year
Mark
Johnny
Sanchez.
Knox got hurt?
Is it the year he got clotheslined?
Yeah, he got decapitated.
He got folded like a lawn chair.
Oh.
His shoulder blades was touching his ass. That's how he got folded in half.
Shoulder blades to ass.
Cheap shot.
Wow.
Cheap shot.
It wasn't a cheap shot. He was going for a fumble.
He was going for a fumble. You don't go after the guy, you go after the ball.
Everyone was diving into a pile and he got fucking folded in half.
He
have you ever played
video.
Football before?
Watch the video.
I was there.
That was not live.
I've watched that video too many times for you to tell me otherwise.
It's a cheap shot. You're out of your mind if you think that was a cheap shot. Dude. It's called football, man.
Okay, man.
All right. Garrett says, do you think AB will actually stay in retirement this time?
Who?
Antonio Brown.
Exactly. You know, I know.
I think he'll be back.
He'll be back.
I don't think a team signs him, but I think he'll hint at that he wants to play still.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think maybe somebody will, maybe like in a year or two, but he's got a Kanye syndrome going on right now, and it's not looking good.
They were talking about him possibly signing with the Ravens or the Seahawks, and I'm guessing all of a sudden that they told him they weren't going to sign him, so that's why he all of a sudden is retiring. I just don't think any team's really interested, so that's kind of more what it is there. Broncos 2020, I think he just wants us to say it. But Chubb and Von Miller versus Bosa and Ingram. So basically Broncos versus Chargers pass rush. Definitely going with the Broncos there.
Mm-hmm.
Nicholas, let me let you know what his Twitter handle is. Bears_Nicholas. Do you think there is any chance Trubisky wins and keeps the job through the whole season? And could he lead the Bears to the playoffs again?
Is it possible? Yes. Is it going to happen?
No.
Yes.
I don't know.
I definitely think he's going to be week one starter. So he's going to have to really like suck because there's going to be no preseason games. Nick Foles is going to have to learn the offense in actual practices. So I think Mitch is going to be the week one starter, and it's Mitch's job until he fucks up badly.
I think it's going to be... It'd be such a Bears thing to do if just like Mitch just has a year. I don't even know what I would feel. But he'd have a year to the point where they would have to pay him next year and they just couldn't.
Let me ask you this. Mitch throws, I think I've already asked a few people, you might have already been asked this question, but the podcast wasn't asked this question. 30 touchdowns, 10 interceptions by Mitch Trubisky this year. Do they re-sign him or they go all out for Dak?
They re-sign Trubisky, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any chance he starts the entire year to answer the question. I think he's definitely replaced at some point. If he started right away, I don't know. I think kind of early if he started right away, but I just don't think you trade for Nick Foles like that and you pay him that much money to just do nothing with him. I don't know. I think he fits Nagy's.
Well, I mean, you got to remember we signed Mike Glennon to play one game.
True, but it
played more than one game.
Before you actually knew your quarterback situation, because free agency happens before the draft. So you're thinking Glennon could be the guy. Let's sign him. We don't know what's going to happen in the draft for sure. We don't know if we can trade up one spot. We don't know who's going first, going second, because they had the third pick at that time. Then they get to the draft, they have a chance to get Trubisky, the guy they like. And then they get him. So this, you know, now they already know it's Trubisky or it's Foles, basically. And they trade for Foles for a reason. So it's not like they got Trubisky after that. So I don't know. Nick Foles has to start majority of the games unless he gets hurt. Then that's the only way he's not, in my opinion.
But what if Mitch just lights out 30-10?
Then they re-sign him.
Crazy
and
word.
What are your thoughts on them bringing in Mark Sanchez to compete?
He was a great coach on the bench for us.
He was there when
Mitch played good. Actually, no, that was Mitch's rookie year when he was meh.
From Riley Griff, would you rather have Mike Evans or Michael Thomas for the next 3 years? Gotta go Michael Thomas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Michael Thomas.
Eric Peterson. What do you think of the Madden ratings? I think they're shit. What do you guys think?
Oh, they're absolutely shit. I didn't even
look at them. I'll be honest. I didn't even look. I just saw people talking about it, and I was like, I don't really got too much interest.
Yeah, not too much interest for me either. But
although I saw the tight end one, and that was pretty bad.
I think it's funny that Lamar Jackson won the MVP. He's on the cover, but Gronkowski has a better overall than Lamar Jackson. Gronkowski hasn't played.
It was written into Gronk's contract. He's like, I have to have this Madden rating if I'm going to be signing. And they said, okay.
Oh, that's what happened.
It makes sense. It'd be a Gronk thing to do.
JJ Domination on YouTube asks, what are the pros and cons of not having a preseason?
Rust.
That's con? Rust?
Mm-hmm. Injuries.
Could be a pro, too, for Rust, for the other team. other team being all rusty and your team somehow is not rusty?
Yeah, I think it's kind of a con for teams that are kind of new. Like, they got a lot of new players, a lot of, you know, new coordinator, a new quarterback, more importantly. So it's kind of a pro for the teams that pretty much – the veteran teams that stayed the same. Yeah. I just think there's nothing like, you know, an actual game. Like, even though it doesn't feel like a real game, I think there's nothing, you know, going against another team. You know, you're actually on the game field. You gotta take things seriously. You know, practice. To me, it's just the feeling of it's different. So I would prefer, if I was a coach, I would definitely prefer my team to have a preseason. So I think for the most part, it's a con for those reasons. But yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I agree.
What division would most likely to be won by a team with an 8-8 record? This is from Cameron Sullivan.
Titans.
NFC North.
Titans. It wasn't asking what team. It was asking what division.
I'm saying your division. Just being stupid.
Your division over there.
NFC North is definitely
more realistic.
One.
Yeah, I mean, it could be the NFC East again. They were kind of in that.
No, I think there's a big. That division was just terrible. But I think the Cowboys and Eagles are gonna have good seasons.
Yeah, I could see it being the NFC North.
Did somebody say the AFC East? Is that what just Peachy said?
I think it's a good one too. No,
that'd be a solid one.
Yeah, AFC East would be. I would say AFC North would be my one seed. AFC East would be my two seed.
What's going on with the Patriots now? I mean, I was kind of hyping them up. I thought maybe I was hyping up too much. I was saying they're going to win the division now, but like, there's so many experts out there that are just like really hyping them up now after the Cam Newton signing. Like, so Florio has his power rankings, and he has them at 4. And then I saw Super Bowl picks for NFL Network, and I forgot who it was. I think it was James Jones and David Carr both had Bucks versus Patriots in the Super Bowl. Patriots in the Super Bowl. Jeez.
Didn't somebody have the Patriots as a five ranked power team? Yeah, what the hell?
Oh, so yeah, Stan. PFT had him at 4.
So he's got a kind of two-parter question here, Cameron Sullivan. He kind of asks, brings up a good point. For the first part, who do you think the Madden 22 cover athlete could be? I don't really care, to be honest. I don't really care about the Madden cover athlete. But he brings up a good point here and kind of creates another question that I kind of like, is that it's always not the best player. It's always like the most explosive or exciting player to watch usually makes the cover. So that kind of – I'm branching off of this. So basically, prediction this year – who will be that new Lamar Jackson? Who will be that
Christian
new...
McCaffrey?
No, he's not a new. No, he's not a new exciting explosive player. We need like a new one. I think it's a good question there. Who's gonna be that new explosive diarrhea?
For Madden cover though, like it can't just be like someone just out of nowhere.
Well, I mean, Lamar Jackson kind of was out of nowhere. Did you think
Patrick Mahomes was on it last year?
He was also the MVP. So,
yeah, Patrick Mahomes on last year.
I kind of changed the question.
The
I don't really care about it. It's impossible to predict that 22 cover. I'm kind of...
Well, that's what I was predicting, Christian McCaffrey.
So you get the 22 Madden cover prediction from Pete. He's going Christian McCaffrey. Yeah.
Derrick Henry.
I'll be
Saquon Barkley.
Saquon.
Barkley or McCaffrey, we'll go with that. But who's going to be
Peyton Hillis.
Peyton Hillis is another good option there. Thanks for throwing that out.
Antonio Brown.
Who's going to be explosive player? Oh, I got one that could kind of be on the – he could be on the Madden cover too.
Another question here.
He kind of broke out as a rookie last year, but Decaf Metcalf. And it literally says Metcalf on the cover.
I was going to say Madden. So it's Decaf Metcalf 2020.
What about
– 22, yeah.
AJ Brown?
What about?
Let's ask our Titans insider. What do you think, Dan?
It's a long shot there, fellas.
Stud.
Okay. Let's
move on. Other question I had all of a sudden, Junior brought it up. Is Antonio Brown a Hall of Famer? If he's done, if he's retired, is he a Hall of Famer?
I would say no.
Probably.
I don't know. Not. I haven't sat down and looked at his stats. I'd have to look at him.
I would say he kind of just hurt himself at the end. I think it's a.
Probably put himself in his own Hall of Fame, maybe.
Yeah.
So imagine if he never pulled that shit with the Raiders. Like, he'd be playing for the Raiders right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. He blew it. He kind of. All because he
didn't like his helmet. All because.
It was definitely a diabolical
plan that he was coming up with to get out of that contract. He's like, okay, I'm here, got all this money, but
Derek Carr's
I don't
want to
be here. I want to win.
His lotion,
suntan oil. Yeah.
I got myself out of here. Pete, don't worry about it. All right, we're moving on.
This is Hard Knock stuff.
He just doesn't get us.
I didn't hear what he said.
Wait, who's Hard Knocks for this year?
Chargers and Rams.
Rams.
We get a double dose.
Oh, it's Chargers too. Yeah, Herbert.
Herbert Goff. Herbert Hoover.
Yeah. Cameron Sullivan again. What?
Just coming up with questions. Who would you rather have? Justin Herbert on his current contract or Jared Goff on his current contract?
On which team?
That's a great question right there. It depends on the team.
Well, if I know anything about Pete,
on the Chargers.
Jared Goff insider.
On the Chargers, Jared Goff.
On the Rams.
Jared Goff.
Ooh.
On the Bears.
So I don't matter what team.
We need to Pete, he doesn't get us. The guy just doesn't get us. Cameron Sullivan asks, out of the teams that never reached the Super Bowl, Browns, Jaguars, Texans, Lions, which will get there first? Show me the Texans. I'm going to Texans.
What were the teams again?
Browns, Jags, Texans, Lions.
The Texans.
Yeah, just based on now, quarterback-wise. Gotta go with the Texans.
Your dog's really been shaking it out over there this whole podcast.
Yeah, he's been fighting my hand this entire time. I think I won, so he ran away and started shaking it off.
Okay. All right.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
You don't have to eat your underwear now. Jose asks, which teams will benefit from COVID-19? I think the teams that are...
Benefit.
I think the...
teams that have had the most positive cases.
The Chiefs win the Super Bowl again, and they're thanking the COVID-19 up at the podium.
I think Corona,
like,
dude.
It sounds like which team getting the Corona is going to benefit from it. Like, I don't know. It just sounds so funny. Benefits from COVID.
I think the teams that are pretty similar. I think teams like the Chiefs, teams like the
Niners,
teams like the Titans, teams like the Packers, teams like the, those types of teams.
Maybe a random team that just like gets wins because good teams have to play like short staffed, like short players.
The Lions, because the Lions are pretty much the same team. They're just healthier now, you know.
Yeah, I can see it. Out of nowhere.
From Ezekiel Gonzalez here. What teams are most likely to disappoint the upcoming season? So an example would be the Chargers last year. Remember, Pete picked the Chargers to go to the Super Bowl. I had to bring it up. That was a disappointing team. So who is that team this year? Well, Pete, who you got going to the Super Bowl? That's what you got to know first.
Ooh.
This is a subtle dig at
me. I don't know who I have going to the Super Bowl anymore.
Well, you knew the Chargers had to be risky. That was a risky one because
they're always disappointing. What about my Giants pick? I'll never live that down.
Yeah, the Giants a few years ago.
That one was worse, way worse than mine.
Well, I don't know.
The Giants were terrible. The Giants were like 2-14, weren't they?
I was with you on the Chargers there, Pete.
We all thought they were going to be good, but
you knew it was a risky one because they
Derwin James was out all of a sudden, and Phillip Rivers just sucked, and Melvin Gordon held out, and then when he came back, he blew some games, and it was bad.
So basically,
I'm hearing excuses. Right?
I'm going to say the Niners because so much expectations after last year. They also have a lot of players, a lot of talented players, but a lot of players that have the injury concern. So I'll say a team like the Niners. I'm not saying it's necessarily going to happen, that they're going to be extremely disappointing, but that's a team that's kind of... I think the Bucs will be really good. I'm a believer in the Bucs, you know, just based on the talent and Bruce Arians. But there's actually not a lot of people kind of believing in them. But, you know, with all that talent, I can see it kind of being a little underwhelming. It's a possibility, even though I'm not predicting it.
I'm going to say the Packers. I see a lot of people picking them to go far this year. I see it being disappointing
for them this year.
Be careful, Pete.
I mean, I doubted the Packers last year, and they proved me wrong. So we'll see.
Supposed to be on the Bears side over here.
I know. Maybe I'm just good luck for them over there. I hyped up the Chargers. They were terrible, and I was doubting the Packers, and they were good.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. The offense, you would have to think, it just has to play better. Like, the players-wise, has to be better this year. The defense...
Did they get better?
Yeah, you would expect Rodgers to kind of play better. Davante Adams, you'd expect him not to miss as many games. And you look at the defense, they had a lot of new faces, and they were still, like, they were right away good. So you think they actually can kind of get better just by default there. But then, I'm not a big LaFleur guy. I don't know. I think it's an offense, like a script. It's a scripted offense you can figure out, so... The first way I mention it, it's like they should get better, or at worst stay the same, but then you think the team's game planning better for them, then you know maybe they'll be worse for that reason. So it's kind of a team I'm kind of back and forth on. I don't know.
Okay. There'll be a lot of tension in that locker room with Jordan Love pick, too.
Yeah?
I don't know.
Think LaFleur's going to lose the locker room?
Could be a problem. I mean, Rodgers could be a problem. He's a prick.
Ooh.
Okay. All right.
You redeemed yourself, Pete. Love it.
I love how Danny's not saying anything right now.
I don't need to. You took the words right out of my mouth.
No. All right.
He's gonna hear it. Pete's gonna hear it from those Packer fans.
Hey, I told him I brought him good luck. I brought him good luck last year.
And then you proceeded to call.
A lot of my, I'm calling myself out. A lot of bold predictions I made last year were just absolutely terrible. I think we can go through them all if you guys want to.
Did you say something about Rodgers getting traded or
something? I said the Packers were going to be terrible and Rodgers is going to get traded.
We knew you were out of your mind with that one.
Mariota was going to start all 16 games. That one didn't work out. No, I said Julio was
on that one too.
I said Julio was going to get 2,000 yards. That didn't happen.
You said Bradley Chubb and Von Miller were going to break the sack record.
Did not happen. Well, Bradley Chubb tore his ACL right away. That was something. So I didn't do, and I picked the Chargers to go to the Super Bowl. So I didn't do very well with the bold predictions there.
All right, can't wait for Pete's bold predictions. It'll be its own video this year. We'll be counting down the days to that. Last question, Xander Zupon. He's always got.
Can we do that, please?
We could do it. Just make like a big thing.
Yeah, it's gonna be like a Pete only broadcast.
I'm sure none of you guys this was very good either. I'm just saying.
No, I'll put mine on a platter, Pete.
Yeah.
We all get our own show predictions.
Xander Zupon, all starting running backs get into a brawl. Who's coming out victorious?
Starting running backs?
Saquon Barkley and Tariq Cohen, yeah. They team up.
No, that's all.
Are you serious?
Saquon.
Tractor Cito.
No.
Obviously.
I know. To me, I just look at Leonard Fournette. You don't want to fuck with that guy. I don't know.
That's true. You don't. But nobody's getting Saquon on the ground. I can tell you that much.
Tractor Cito's putting him on his
Saquon
back.
Seems like a really nice guy, though. I don't know. Like, he's just, yeah. I don't know.
He's too nice to win that kind of scrap battle.
We're probably missing somebody. Who's somebody else? I don't know, Fournette, Derrick Henry, Chris Carson, one of those guys?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right.
Le'Veon's wild card, you'd probably, like, bring a gun to the fight.
Whoa.
A wildcat.
Whoa. No one's
just
doing
saying
that.
I know, he's just a wild one.
He's a wild card pick?
Yeah, he's a wild card pick.
All right. Yeah, I can't think of any other ones. I think that is. It's the last question. So that's gonna wrap it up for the podcast this week. You can find the Goat House on YouTube, Twitter. Check us out. Give us a follow, subscription. Click the like button. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying right now. We're gonna wrap it up.
Just end it.
Just end it.
All right. We're out of here. We'll smile later.
All right. Goodbye.